Those are the initials of Bachich as the Shagam of Yehudim Mesech, the Shabbos Daf Sadek Aleph. Perek HaMatznia, Perek HaSiri. Like the Mishnah B'siyata D'Shmaya, if someone stores seeds for planting a very small amount, or for a sample, a very small amount, or for refuah purposes, he stores something very small amounts, and he takes that out on Shabbos, he's chayiv with taking out even that very tiny amount. However, all other people, if they take out that same amount, would not be chayiv unless it's a regular amount that most people take out. Even if this person who initially stored it in that amount then changes his mind, he doesn't want to use it for that amount anymore, so now when he brings it back in, he would not be chayiv unless it's the amount that people typically store. The Mishnah start off like the Gemara, one who stores. You say one who takes out. So Abai explains the Mishnah agrees that really if someone takes out with the intent to use a small and unusual amount, he'd be chayiv for taking it out, even if he never stored it, really. The reason the Mishnah says one who stores is to teach that if someone initially stored an amount less than what's normal, and then he forgot the reason that he stored it in that amount and he took it out, he's going to be chayiv. Mishnah says he's chayiv because we say that his original intent gives this small amount the significance to make him chayiv for taking it out on Shabbos. The name of Shmuel says, or May would say, chayiv even taking out one kernel of wheat to be planted. It's affecting Gemara's posh. That's what Mishnah says, any minute amount. Gemara says, we would think that the Mishnah means Yichayif a less than normal amount of a dried fig, but not for a single kernel, Kamash Malon. Yitzhak, the son of Yehuda, asks if it's all based on intent, and if someone intends to clean out his entire house, he shouldn't be Chayif for taking out anything that's just a rabbin unless he takes out the entire house. Mora says, in that case, his intent is disregarded because we follow the Das HaRabbin, which is the normal majority of what people do. And most people hold that less than an entire house is significant. Mishnah doesn't follow Rav Shimon Elazar, who we learned earlier, says in a Braisa that anyone who takes from the person who stored it in that small amount and takes it out, this other person would be chayiv as well because he took it from someone who did store it in that small amount. Rav Nachman said if someone takes out a groigrus piece of food with intention to eat it, then he changes his mind, he says he uses it for planting or vice versa, then he's going to be chayiv. In fact, more it's pashut because if no matter what, whether for eating or for planting, it has a full shear. Mar explains we would have thought that the Akira and the Hanocha have to have with the same intention to combine to make him chayiv. Rav Nachman therefore teaches that they do not have to be. Rav asks, what if someone took out a half a groigrus for planting, which for which he'd be chayiv, but then it blew up to a full groigrus and he decided he wants to eat it, not plant it? Is he chayiv? Because unlike the first case, what we said before, he didn't have the shear for the later intention at the time of the Akira, so maybe he's not chayiv. But on the other hand, if he would not have changed his intent, he would be chayiv because he had the required shear for planting the entire time, even at the time of the Akira. So he remains chayiv even though he changed his intent along the way. And if we're going to say that he's chayiv because had he kept his original intent, he'd be chayiv, what about where he took out an item the size of a groigus with intent to eat it, which then shrank to less than a groigus, and he changed his intent and decided he wants to use it for planting? In that case, he's going to be chayiv. Unlike the last case here, if he would have kept his original intent, he would not be chayiv because it shrank less than a groigus. On the other hand, at the time of each intent, he had the requisite shear to make him chayiv, so he should be chayiv. Finally, if we say that he's chayiv in this last case, what about where he takes out a groigus to eat, which shrank to less than a groigus, and then it blew back up to a groigus, and he puts it back down as he chayiv? Do we say that at one point in the middle, he didn't have the shear, so it negates the akira, no longer be chayiv? Or do we say that he had the shear at the time of the akira, he had the shear at the time of the anocha, and therefore he's going to be chayiv? Gemara says, take one all these cases. Rabbi Yisrael Nachman, what is the halacha if someone throws a kezias of truma into a tamei house? The Gemara explains that the question is, where there was food in the house, a little bit less than the size of an egg of food in a tamei house, and he now throws in this kezias. With that kezias, now the food becomes larger than the kebeis, and now it can give off tumah to other foods. So it's significant in your tumah. So do we say that even though it's only a kezayis, it's less than a groigus, maybe it also has significance in your Shabbos, you should be chayiv, or maybe not. Since it's less than a groigus, maybe there's no chayiv Shabbos. Nachman said, we learn in a brayse that Abba Shol says, you chayiv for taking out a groigus sized piece of the lechem aponim with a shtei lechem on Shabbos. Now, over there, it comes puzzle, even if it's just a kezayis that leaves the azara. From the fact that it requires a groigus, even though a kezayis is significant in your Yitzhar Vaitza, it must be that for the Inyan Shabbos, you always need a groigus. Mar says, not a good comparison, because over here, even though it becomes puzzle, as soon as leaves the azara, it doesn't become chayiv until he reaches the rabbim, and therefore it's different. Where in the previous case it happens all at the same time, so maybe therefore one is taller than the other. Said Chazav Echnitzay Ene Chayiv Elikashiyuroi. Bai says the chiddush is even if the person threw the seeds back into a storehouse in a way that they're recognizable, you would think that maybe because they're recognizable, they retain the earlier distinction as something that was set aside to be used for even in a minute amount. The Mishnah tells us it loses its status as such. Dr. Mishnah, someone takes food from his house and puts it on the threshold between his house and Rishus Rabbim, and he or someone else then takes it off the threshold and brings it into the Rishus Rabbim. All are potter because malacha wasn't done at one time. If someone takes a box full of fruit from the house and puts it on the threshold adjacent to the Rishus HaRabim in such a way that most of the basket and the fruit are in the Rishus HaRabim, he's potter unless he takes the entire back from the Rishus HaYachad to the Rishus HaRabim. The threshold in the Mishnah can't refer to Rishus HaRabim because then the person who brought it there from the house would be chayiv. It can't be Rishus HaYachad and the one who takes it from there into Rishus HaRabim would be chayiv. It must be talking about the Carmelis. Mishnah's teaching is potter because he put it down on the Carmelis. However, had he merely just passed through the Carmelis on his way from the house into the Rishus HaRabim, he'd be chayiv. This argues on Ben Azay, who says the person would be potter in that case as well. Mishnah says Kupa Shehimaleya. He says the Mishnah is referring to a basket full of cucumbers that are long and therefore the fruit themselves have never completely left the Rishus HaYachad. However, if the basket contains small items like mustard seeds, so the part that are in the airspace, the seeds that are in the airspace of the Rishus HaRabim, he would be chayiv for. Chizki obviously holds that being in the basket doesn't accomplish anything. Rabbi Yochanan says even if the basket is full of mustard seeds, he'd be potter. He holds the basket, makes it like it never left the Rishus HaYachad. There it shows how the Mishnah is shver according to Chizki and according to Rabbi Yochanan, different parts of the Mishnah, and the Gemara explains how each one answers it according to their own view. Bryce says someone takes out a peddler's box and puts it on the threshold, he's potter, even if most of the fragrant spices are in the Rishus HaRabim. Rabbim until he takes out the entire box. This is Shver Koin Techizkia. The Gemara, the Brice is talking about, which are not small bundles of spices, talking about long sticks of spices. So in that way, it's like a basket full of cucumbers. Rabbi Babai asked, the Brice says that someone who steals a wallet or a purse on Shabbos, if he doesn't lift it, then he's actually not going to be chayiv for having to pay back, because he's chayiv Shabbos and for stealing at the same time, meaning because if he dragged it on the ground, he's only cleaning it when he takes it out of the Rishus HaYochid. At that point, he's also chayiv in Shabbos. And if he becomes a bit Rabbim, he'd be potter from having to pay. If the box accomplishes something, then he's not chayiv until the entire purse leaves the Rishus HaYochid for Shabbos. But Lagabi stealing, he's chayiv as soon as the opening of the purse is outside of the Rishus HaYochid. So it doesn't come the same time. And this is Shver, according to Rabbi Yochanan. We'll have to say the Brice is talking about where the purse was dragged out bottom first. So the opening was the last part to leave Rishus HaYochid. This means there was no access to the coins, and therefore he's not chayiv for stealing until the entire purse left Rishus HaYochid, which is also the exact time when he's chayiv for Shabbos. So it's fine, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Even if they came out, the opening was at the end, but still, even when the bottom left, the bottom is stitched, since you could open the stitching and get it that way, you should be chayiv for stealing at that point. And Marissa says we're talking about long pieces of silver which take up the entire space of the purse, and therefore they don't fully leave the Rishus until the purse fully leaves the Rishus. Marissa asks if the purse had drawstrings, he's not chayiv for Shabbos until even the drawstrings are taken out of the Rishus. But he's chayiv for stealing as soon as the body of the purse leaves the Rishus. Marissa says the Brice is talking about either where there's no drawstrings or where the drawstrings were wrapped around the purse, so it leaves at the same time as the body of the purse.